Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Targeted Talks. I'm your host, Nicole Tucker. In this episode, I am speaking with Dr. Alice Chin of the National Cancer Institute about treating alveolar soft part sarcoma. Right now, an alveolar soft part sarcoma. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Chin. So alveolar soft part sarcoma, that's not something that is seen very often in the community oncology setting. What can you tell us about this disease?
Alveolar soft part sarcoma is an extremely rare tumor. It's less than 1% of all sarcomas, which in general is not that common to start with. ASPS is one that is seen primarily in young adults. So we're talking about the AYA population. It's usually, you know, because they're very athletic, active, they may notice a little lump in their extremities that grow over time. And so some of them, by the time they're diagnosed, they have metastatic disease, and it usually occurs, goes to the lung. For those patients that are caught early enough, if they get excised, most of them will do very well. But it is a slow growing tumor. So for some of the patients, they, in the next 5-10 years, may notice a little short of breath. When they finally go see the doctor, because they're young people, they're very busy. Unfortunately, they will have disease to their lung. That's the most common place the alveolar soft part sarcoma will go to. Other places, unfortunately, are the brain and bone. It is slow growing, for a lot of patients, by the time they're diagnosed with metastatic disease to their lung, they may have anywhere from 4 to over 100 nodules in their lung. And that's actually the population that for this particular study is for patients who have metastatic disease, who are not resectable. And so we had treat them with atezolizumab. The other thing particularly about ASPS is that there's two fusions, there's two types of a ASPS CR1 TFE3 fusion gene. And that's kind of the characteristic for the ASPS.
Thank you. Can you talk about the randomized phase 2 study of atezolizumab for ASPS?
So up to the point of when we designed this trial, the treatment for ASPS is TKI or pazopanib, which has been approved by the FDA for sarcoma in general. And there has been some good results. And we actually, our clinic did another study with a different TKI that's shown activity. However, preclinically, there was some hint that the immunotherapy or checkpoint inhibitors would be active because of the IHC expressions of PD-1, PD-L1 staining, as well as CD8 cell infiltration of the tumors. There were also some small reports of checkpoint inhibitors with either pembrolizumab or ipilimumab and nivolumab that had shown some activity. So what we did was we designed a single-arm study of treating patients from pediatrics down to age 2, up to no limits on the upper age for adults. We treat them with single agent atezolizumab of 1200 milligrams every 3 weeks for adults. For children, it's 15 milligrams per kilogram up to 1200 milligrams. Especially for the AYA, most of them will reach that. And we treat them with this agent. And our original intent and still is to look at the response rates using the RECIST criteria and look at their lesion size and see if it decreases in size. So we are looking at duration of response as well as there are other pharmacodynamic markers that are still ongoing. For the adult patients, we have biopsy, about 50% of the patients that's enrolled. And we're going to look at the immune markers to kind of address the question regarding CD8 cells and to understand why this checkpoint inhibitor works in this particular disease. There is two other unique features about this trial is that for those patients that went on study for 2 years and either has stable disease, which means their disease has not changed with a 20% growth of their tumor, or they're a partial response or complete response, we would allow them the option of going off treatment, and we would just follow them every 3 months. And there are quite a few patients who actually went on the drug holiday. The intent was that if they progressed during that period of time, then we would put them back on study. The other aspect is that for those patients who progressed, whose tumor has increased by 20%, we gave them the option of going on the combination of tislelizumab and bevacizumab. The analysis for those two aspects are still ongoing at this time.
Atezolizumab was recently FDA approved for the treatment of ASPS. What can you tell us about the approval?
So the recent FDA approval is for the atezolizumab in metastatic setting alveolar soft part sarcoma. It is the first checkpoint inhibitor to be approved for ASPS. Actually, it's probably the first drug specifically to be approved for alveolar soft part sarcoma. It is also the first indication for atezolizumab in pediatrics. Because we were able to collaborate with several pediatric groups, especially the pediatric oncology branch here at NCI, we were able to put pediatric patients on this study and gave us information regarding activity in that population.
What else is important to note about this approval?
The thing that on paper, when you look at the numbers, that doesn't really show it is that this is a very young population. Atezolizumab was very well tolerated. So for most of the patients, they are able to carry on their daily living, going to college, getting a college degree, and having a life in general. So I feel like this was a very important approval, especially for alveolar soft part sarcoma, but for this particular group of patients, that it's important that we try to find treatment that will allow them to continue to live a very good quality of life and to continue to not have the disease impact significantly on their day-to-day living. So, and I do appreciate your enthusiasm in this particular disease and this approval because, you know, I'm very excited about it, if you can't tell.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. All right, I will
Megan, I just wanted to also ask, sorry, I will admit too, I got really excited hearing Dr. Chen talk, and I did sort of explain to Nicole, Dr. Chen, I don't know if I had a chance to tell you, but she had worked on a story about, I think, solid tumors in,
yes,
in children. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, well, have you heard about the ASPS, and shared the press release with her. I was wondering if either of you would want Dr. Chen to talk about kind of the role of NCI in kind of helping set up the trial, or why getting the trial kind of put together would be important. Dr. Chen, I may be remembering this completely wrong, but I kind of remember you talking about this kind of being unique and a really important role that NCI played. And again, please correct me if I'm wrong. I got a little excited about this approval, so I may be nerding out on the wrong things.
No, I think that's the one thing I actually should have mentioned, was that this trial, because it is a rare tumor, and it is this population of patient is very small, it was run through the ETCTN network, in which there was a large group of sarcoma doctors within the NCI CTAPS ETCTN network, a network of physicians that help us in accruing patients, especially for these rare tumors. So there's been several sarcoma studies now run through this network, and this particular one was very exciting because there were a lot of enrollments through different sites that allow us to really accrue. We end up having about 51 patients that came together to be able to get this done. The other thing is NCI, we have a wide catchment in the sense that our particular site will provide financial assistance to patients. So we provide some of the travel costs for patients. So for some of these young people who don't have insurance, it allows us to bring them here to get them treated. We actually have two patients from foreign countries that we were able to provide care for with ASPS. So, you know, I think part of it, the NCI being able to provide care to a lot of people, regardless of location, as well as the fact that this went through the ETCTN network, made it all possible, I think, for us to be able to bring this approval and this therapy to the ASPS community.
Looking forward, this has been a great discussion about what's going on in ASPS right now. How do you see the landscape changing in the future?
So for ASPS specifically, even though we had very good response, over 40% of the patients had their tumor shrink, and a larger, even larger percentage had stable disease, did not require change in treatment. There were several patients who had came off because their disease did not respond to atezolizumab over time. So I think that for those patients, especially with the biopsies and pharmacodynamic studies, hopefully we will understand what differentiate these patients who did not respond to the checkpoint inhibitors to those that did, so that we can hopefully provide not just for ASPS, but for sarcoma in general, what may be characteristics that will require those patients to either not be treated with checkpoint inhibitors or to be treated with a combination of a checkpoint inhibitor and another treatment. And so currently we have a trial open looking at atezolizumab with selinexor. And with that trial, we're hoping to be able to look at it in a randomized fashion of atezolizumab versus atezolizumab selinexor. As far as rare tumors in general, or sarcoma in general, I think there's still, sarcoma has been lumped, but there are really very different characteristics for a lot of these different sarcomas. And I think individually they have been splitting out for various types of treatments. And so hopefully over time, as we learn how to understand trial designs that will give us important information in small numbers of patients, we will start to be able to treat sarcomas and go for approval in these smaller populations of patients.